we were talking about the fellow who had been dead a week and they didn't know the cause, so they say they don't know what he
died with.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call the place where you're buried?
Cemetery.
Is there any other word for cemetery?
Graveyard.
Mm-hmm. Are they the same thing? Suppose it were one that was just owned by a family.
A family cemetery.
Mm-hmm. All right, uh-huh. The box that people are buried in?
Vault.
Well, what about the box, the wooden box?
Oh, that's a box. They put the casket in a box, put the box in the grave.
Mm, okay. Mm-hmm. And the ceremony at the cemetery is called the what?
Priest's funeral.
Okay, uh-huh. And people dressed in black, you would say they're in?
Mourn.
In what?
Mourn.
Mm-hmm. All right, and if somebody asked you on an average day how you were feeling, you'd say, oh, I'm...
pretty good.
Mm-hmm. And the disease of the joint that old people get...
rheumatism.
Is there another name for that?
Arthritis.
Are they the same thing?
Okay. I got it all over me.
Really? That's a shame. What do you call that very bad sore throat that children used to get, and it would make them choke in the night and they'd die of it?
Oh, wow. Diphtheria.
Mm-hmm. You know, they give them shots now, so you don't ever hear about it anymore. What's the disease that makes your skin and eyeballs turn yellow?
Makes
you turn yellow?
Oh, that's their liver disease. What you call it?
Yellow something?
Yellow jaundice.
Mm-hmm. And if you had your appendix taken out, what would you call that disease? You'd say you had an attack of...
appendicitis.
Mm-hmm. And if something you ate didn't agree with you and it came back up, you'd say you had to...
vomit.
Is there another way of saying that? Maybe a nicer way?
Spit it up or throw it up.
Are those nicer than vomit? Is there anything worse than saying vomit?
No.
Okay. And if you had to do that, you'd say you were sick. Where?
Gallbladder. All right.
Well, not...
your stomach.
Yeah. And you'd say, I am sick.
In your stomach. But that means your gallbladder right there.
Okay. Well, I don't know what I was pointing at the wrong thing. If a boy is beginning to pay serious attention to a girl, you'd say he's doing what? He's coming over to her house all the time. He's...
but you get in trouble.
Well, I'm not in trouble. I mean, really.
That's what I used to imagine. He's growing up.
Well, what would you say that they're doing, though, the boy and the girl, when they're seeing a lot of each other?
They're fighting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Anything else?
Well, no, I don't reckon.
Okay. And he is her what?
Boyfriend.
Any older word for that? Well, she is his?
Girlfriend.
Any other thing? Okay, and if he came home with lipstick on his collar, his little brother might say, you've been...
kissing a girl.
Is there an older word for kissing?
No, I don't think there is.
All right. And if he asked her to marry him, she didn't want him, what would you say she did to him?
Say no.
All right, and if she stopped letting him come over to see her, you'd say she did what?
She dumped him.
Mm-hmm. And they were engaged, and all of a sudden she...
just dropped him.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Anything different if the man did it to the woman?
Yeah.
What would you say?
No.
Same thing?
He does hurt her the same way.
Mm-hmm. All right.
He just rocked.
But if that didn't happen, then they got engaged, and then after that they got...
married.
Huh? And what is the man who stands up with the groom called?
Stands up with the groom?
With the groom at the wedding.
His daddy.
Well, not necessarily his daddy. If he just had a friend.
Oh, well, that's the, ring man, flower girl.
Well, the man with the groom would be the what?
Man with the groom.
The man that stands with the groom, that's his. How about the girl that stands up with the bride?
I reckon that's one's gonna marry her, stands with the groom. Preacher.